Hey, it's Kalen McCain. Don't worry, the episode will start in just a second, but you should know there's some construction going on upstairs right now at our Washington office. I'll do my best to edit those noises out, but if you hear anything that sounds like a hammer or loud music while I'm speaking, it's probably not a broken speaker or bad connection or anything on your end. All right, I'll switch back to the podcast voice now. Enjoy the show. Hello, you're listening to the Washington Weekly Review. I'm the Southeast Iowa Union's Kalen McCain. It's the week of March 30, 2024. Our local stories this week feature the YMCA indoor pool, a business partnership dinner, and a Kelowna medical clinic. All of that's coming up, but first, the big picture. Collectors from across the nation were at the Washington County Fairgrounds last weekend for a cast iron seat auction. The sale featured hundreds of the implements, all of which were built for horse-drawn plows, planters, and similar farm equipment. Brian Elliott drove 16 hours one way to the auction from South Carolina. He left with a Peru City Plowworks seat after a winning bid of $2,500. It's one of only five or six of the models still known to exist.
But to see one that's got all the lettering with no repairs or damage, it's pretty hard to come by. I drove all the way from South Carolina to have this one on my mind, and I wasn't about to leave without it.
About half of the seats up for sale were supplied by Ron Van Halst, a collector from Canada who spent the last 30 years gathering the items. Van Halst, who is 86, opted to sell around 250 of the seats off as he and his wife plan to downsize their home. Almost every major auction is fueled by collectors in a similar situation.
And at my age, I just think time to start divesting myself of possessions and downsizing. And you feel a little melancholy about it and so on and so forth, but it's part of life. It's just another chapter. It's another page in the chapter of life.
Not every seat was so rare. Many went for $5 to $20, known as plain seats for their lack of ornate decorations or lettering. While less glamorous, those pieces provide an attractive point of entry for younger antique enthusiasts like 13-year-old Ryan Link.
I like them because I just like the stuff from like the old times.
A handful of seats painted a familiar shade of green, bearing the name Deer, sold for over $250. Collector Gordy Traxler said the still iconic brand of farm equipment drove up the value for enthusiasts.
Deer & Company. Well-known company. There's a lot of John Deere collectors. And John Deere seats aren't that available, and they're just because they're a deer, they bring more money. It just depends on the name and the rarity.
That's the big picture. We'll be back with the local news right after this. Hey, unless you're one of our two unexplained listeners on other continents, you've probably been to Washington before. That means you've probably heard of Dodigi's. That means you've probably heard of the three-part lunch special they've got for $12.12. You're likely also familiar with the three-course dinner special for $21.12, and you've surely caught wind by now of half-off bottles of wine on Thursdays. But when's the last time you ate there? Lately, Dodici's has upgraded their outdoor seating, and they've added wine flights. Don't worry, if you're not one for new things, it's still as easy as ever to enjoy the beautiful view of Washington's downtown, selection of craft cocktails, and menu full of award-winning Italian cuisine. Thanks to Cafe Dodici for sponsoring the Washington Weekly Review. The Washington YMCA has permanently closed its indoor pool downtown. The facility would have been in operation for 100 years this May. Washington County Y's CEO Amy Schulte said it was a tough call, but that repair expenses didn't make sense with a new indoor aquatic center expected to open in September.
Oh, it was going to be over $200,000 to get everything up and going and running for what would amount to a couple of months potentially of usage.
The decision comes a few months after burst pipes flooded the building's maintenance room, destroying a pool pump and one of the building's boilers. Retired Y Facilities Director John Mangold was called in to help troubleshoot. He said the water damage had destroyed the pre-internet equipment's repair manuals.
Presently at a loss as to why. It just doesn't make sense.
The annual Washington Area Business Partnership Dinner happened at the Riverside Casino Monday night. Heart of Main Street Individual and Business Awards went to Leslie Allender and Boho Bailey, respectively. Wedge board member Ryan Slaubaugh named student-built housing leader Tim Rouse as the winner of this year's Harvey Holden Award.
It's outstanding to see some of those kids kind of find their path, find their niche in this, all while helping our community. Washington County and the city of Kelowna are better because of Tim's efforts in helping our area and helping our kids, helping foster their learning through trades.
Award recipients from the Chamber of Commerce knew they were nominated, but not that they'd won. The announcement left Citizen of the Year Carissa Mellinger, owner of Mama Llama's Barn on Washington Square, shocked.
I don't feel like I need recognition for the things that we try to do for Washington. I genuinely love doing our events, our fundraisers, and sponsorship activities and family fun activities for our community. Although I am happily honored to accept this award, honestly quite a bit surprised.
Business of the Year, meanwhile, went to Farm and Home Mutual. The 150-year-old association is Washington's oldest continuously operating business. Farm and Home Board Secretary and Manager Suzanne Wood said members were humbled by the recognition.
Thank you all for your support in our community, and it's a great honor.
Washington County Hospital and Clinics plans to buy a former Mercy Healthcare Center in Kelowna. The deal between WCHC and the University of Iowa was announced on Wednesday. WCHC CEO Todd Patterson said the move would ensure continued access to nearby healthcare for Kelowna area residents.
It's a little unclear what, you know, the university's plans are in that space. And so I believe they're going to be relocating staff. So what it will do is allow there still to be a healthcare presence in Kelowna.
Patterson said WCHC was excited to expand its services up north. The facility adds to a portfolio that currently covers a hospital and pharmacy in Washington, plus clinics there and in Columbus Junction.
We're excited to be there. We were in Kelowna years ago, and we think it's a great community, and we are hoping to, you know, provide a really good service to the community there.
That's the local news. We'll be back with the best news I've heard all week right after this. Todd Hahn Construction is an award-winning custom home builder with a 28-year history in the greater Iowa City area. Hahn's goal is to build you the finest quality custom home while providing you with a positive experience along the way. It's one of the many reasons they've been named the Iowa City Area Home Builder of the Year time and time again. A custom home is more than just a house. It's the culmination of a dream and years of hard work. Todd Hahn Construction makes that dream come true by always putting you, the customer, first. For more information, go to toddhahnconstruction.com. That's T-O-D-D-H-A-H-N construction.com. And now, the best news I've heard all week. Washington FFA will host a new fundraiser on April 2nd at Dahlmeyer Hall. Members planned the group's first ever Taco Tuesday night themselves. Organizers said they hoped to raise some extra cash while getting members out in the community. Here's FFA advisor Barry Clow and chapter secretary Taylor Moore.
With prices going up, it seems like the hotel rooms tend to get more expensive every year.
I also feel like it was also just an approach to get FFA out to the community so that people understand, like, I don't know, one, that it's a little bit more than just the farm kids of Washington, Iowa, but also, like, just know what it is.
Thanks for tuning in. This podcast is a product of the Southeast Iowa Union. Hey, for real, if you want to buy an ad read, now is a great time to do it. It's a couple bucks a week, but it goes a really long way. This show takes time to record and assemble and remove construction sounds from. And I get paid for that time because folks like Dodici's and Todd Hahn Construction help pay to support it. If you like this podcast, please think about getting an ad set up by calling 319-653-2191. That's all for now. This has been the Washington Weekly Review, and I have been Kaylin McCain. Have a great week.